us that truth. At one time, the blessed one was dwelling in the royal domain of ultra economic, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the blessed one was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena of profound appearance. At the same time, the world of Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five samadhis in the natural events. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Sharyaputra said, Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should the son of the lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the Venerable Sharyaputra in these words. Sharyaputra, those men and women of the lineage who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural images. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Sharyaputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or impure, and they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Sharyaputra, in emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional actors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight, and so on, until no quality of mind, and no quality of inner consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Sharyaputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of this profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no myriad. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times rely upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas, unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, a mantra which causes all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. A mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasamgate bodhisattva. Sharyaputra, this is how bodhisattva mahasattva is trained in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the blessed one arose from that samadhi, said to Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and of the Avalokiteshvara, that he explores the Nanda. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the blessed one had said this, Venerable Sharyaputra, the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the blessed one.
Lama Nanga Yeah.
Yeah, boy, yeah. So as the Kadamba master advice, you know, two important things to do when we listen to the teaching. At the beginning, to have a good motivation, and at the end, dedicate the accumulation of merit for the sake of all sentient beings.
通常にの時間にやっとみ社会で彼らですな。ね、月火土日はな、ちょうど日程、ただ借りちゃうやばスローソナ。ね、月定日でね、月中でしゃげよせ。ち、火土連じゃやばの行事だな。So
the activities need to done in the beginning is like if we directly say that, you know, what are you doing now? Then, you know, immediately, you know, we should respond that, you know, I am listening to the teaching in order to, you know, practice to benefit for all the sentient beings.
Tendriki shawa kari chie te chewe yesebe shawa la mumbo yebe no yin aso teri kanko sepa be shawa te tanji sanje chutoma na sunba na yin dola penji sanje dhuba shu sewa na yin yin dhuba sanje tanji le penpa yin be tanda le yin yin tambi chue singe de yin teri yin nyogu yin yin se te nipadu kuwe jira wasa.
So how you know we should do that is as we recite before, you know, beginning, you know, begin with taking refuge in three jewels for the sake of all sentient beings. I will listen to this, you know, great teachings.
Then you know, Rawa Sanjay Tanjila Pemba Yunga Jebala Ale Tombo Rani Ye Eni.
So first, in order to benefit all the sentient beings, first, you know, we must, you know, have a, you know, calm mind within ourselves.
Mm-hmm. 상제기 마선에디 주주 공부 몸보아 송제 된다 도디소나 니 마속에 세 많은 번 뒤털 송바로 왔다.
So in order to achieve this kind of calm peaceful mind, you know, Buddha has given many different teachings. All these are teachings are focused
to become a, you know, peaceful person.
So looking at all the teachings and all the aspect of the teachings, you know, the main aim of the teaching and our practice should be focused to discipline our mind, you know, and train our mind in a disciplined way. So we should always keep in our mind that is the only purpose.
Mone ngaro ge hota bata je ne tombo rani ge se maro ba te kaung de tu tu ji de ni de de nyang do la ne kaung je la pen to de ji wa ji ne ba te che ge ni te che to ge mone ji nga so tan ji so na ge ge ne la ma rinjen te da gin shinje lo ro chi se lo chi ja che sa ne gyo no chang chu gi se ngo se ma to na ka je ten de ji gi ngo lo ro tu ji ne pa de je ayung da ne ma so ge se mi ba che gin da sa la
so therefore as mentioned you know before you know from you know different method and different means we try to achieve that kind of, at least that kind of goal, if we could able to, you know, achieve the, you know, body, mind that is great, at least, you know, we should focus on this thing and will meditate for, you know, for a while on this, you know, reshaping our mind.
Tangun yung tunay do duso na, marami kahit sa tuto jing marami sa ano tayo jing yung batay chakin das masendal, lo tuyo ni puso do jing dati, kung ano ang jago mingon ay marami sendal tayo jing dati jeto ay chakin das mo dati, yung batay jeto pa si jeto na, kato kasa mo jing pendo ka mo dila.
So okay now we should make a pledge or as you know that I will tackle my mind to become a disciplined one through you know different method and try my best to obtain that kind of thing.
Tendrichin go to the Sosuki Lanichi Madawina to suit the Russia Sarola. Imbison, Mimbison, the Jenna.
So, if we don't make that kind of, you know, pledge or, you know, that kind of resolution, then, you know, time really goes very fast and, you know, and we cannot afford to pretend like sometimes we pretend to be, you know, kind of practicing. And sometimes, you know, maybe we forgot our practice. Not like if we do like that, then, you know, time goes really fast and, you know, the time doesn't hold.
Tendriki rang sene taji chaya ye tangcha chaya na dhamindriwa te chaya ngenpa chi thota pao di te chaya na mindriwa sanyin te chi lewa na mune pento rawa la.
So if we able to, you know, discipline our mind, tame our mind, transform our mind, then, you know, if, you know, some catastrophic or disaster happen, then, you know, we can really, you know, it won't really affect much like, you know, like an impossible things happen like that.
Toma member na tanda pa de dabujo ye mengi ki, senpa de gigenji le tsi tuya raso na, ane pendo chimbora wala.
So from beginningless time, you know, we didn't take care of our this wild, you know, untamed mind. So, you know, now we got all these kind of resources. So now is the time to, you know, give this, you know, wild mind to tame from our great master. So for this thing, you know, we don't blame the time, and we also don't have to blame that, you know, I don't know how to practice like that.
Mm-hmm.
So with this kind of, you know, extraordinary attitude or motivation, what we're gonna do is we're gonna listen and, you know, explain the teaching, which is, you know, the essence or the heart of all the, teachings of the Buddhas and the great masters. It is not like somebody, you know, just made up and, you know, is kind of, you know, fake or, you know, not like that.
Shinta chenpo nanchi shishung yinchi lumbi ngadwe ma yinsa, lumbi ngadwe te ma yinsa.
And it is the tradition of, you know, great, you know, Indian, you know, tale blazer masters of the Buddha's teaching, and it is not like some kind of, you know, story told by some dumb people.
Kedu tamba na ji nyanyo yin ji sa zin ki chuna de ma yin son.
And this is, you know, scholars and practitioners, you know, scholars and practitioners, you know, instruction that which they have experienced and accomplished, not to seek the, you know, the mundane, you know, desires like wealth, possessions, foods, and so on.
Lami shangju ji zhuna yin ji nyang ni yang sa te ma yin son.
And it is the, you know, it is the, you know, authentic practice of the great masters, not like, you know, not like, you know, not like a dangerous clip that you fall down and mourn all the time. So that kind of great, you know, authentic teaching is what we're going to listen and, you know, what we're going to explain. Who gave this teaching is, you know, the source of the teaching, you know, come from Buddha Shakyamuni, and, you know, unbroken lineage until now.
Tenugi chu de nyudi ni garab de lang kogore chu ni songye de yeni garab de lang kogore se de nyishi cheta sha chi se de ro khatu she na sa che sombat.
So that kind of teaching, you know, that how we going to listen and how who one going to teach is the third chapter.
Ma su ko su phoba de sa yi sa che je ba go ne wa ni yong mo chi ni lo ma che ta te yin ba se dam ba mo chi sa ne yong mo chi ni lo ma che ta te yin ba sing de.
So we are on the fourth chapter, which is the actual text, you know, the main text that is, you know, the actual instruction how to lead the you know, disciple into the path.
Tell the Tombo Kitchen Carrier is a law, you know, just on the Swa Carrier Salada.
So if Harimbuchi asked that, you know, from all this, which one is the most, you know, important or critical, Harimbuchi asked then what kind of sense, you know, you guys experience. So we should answer without doubt, you know, it is the, you know, root of the path is reliance on the Guru. So if we consider ourselves as a practitioner, then, you know, we need to be really, you know, go systematically, you know, chapter by chapter, and it is important to, you know, remember the chapter once you recall the chapter, immediately it reveals all the, you know, practice included in that chapter. But, you know, in this kind of degenerated time, you know, not only, you know, Buddha's teaching, but all the, you know, teachings, you know, people want to gain the knowledge as a, you know, as an intellectual level, but, you know, they don't, you know, feel like, you know, it is to put into practice. We shouldn't leave that into the intellectual level, you know. No, nobody feels like that. So, you know, if most people do like that, not putting into practice, then someday, you know, it seems like, you know, it seems like to happen like, you know, in the country there are many, you know, skillful doctors, but, you know, they cannot able to cure any patients. So maybe going to happen something like that.
Insane nonje tawa shenye tinse de keche sho tere yin de nonje chmole sanma kase nge chi ji den ba ale tang chona su shu nga chyo men do sanat ge she po do ai ro ma nyu se ge nang ga tin thoma denge ji ge chambo yin so na na to thoma me ba no khon de ye ye ni ku yin sa de le chyo ba la no ma no ma denge ji ge che da che san ka tu dan song san do.
So in this way, you know, the root of our practice should be the, you know, reliance on the Guru is very important, because, you know, as Gishi Potova mentioned earlier, that, you know, in our life, you know, if we have to travel through a, you know, dangerous place, then you need to rely on a reliable, knowledgeable guide to cross that place. So, in our Dharma practice, if we don't found a guide, or the teacher, that can lead us through, through unknown place, like our afterlife and so on. So it totally makes sense to have a good authentic guide or the teachers to rely on.
Kechujude chorang sege teng ngonzi cheje manulda pen shenye teng se kechang bore se di ji pen bebe ji lama de sa cha mo yin ban ji den ji ngon ye cheje manjala da la ma na wa teng ye ji gegen ji kechang bore se la we di ko jin yo gi kechang re ma do bebe lama ji sa cha mo se de de den ri kechang ji ma re la da di ko wa le na be tu do la da.
So reliance on the teacher or the guru is so important in our practice. That doesn't mean that, the Tibetan lamas, are very, very precious and important, that doesn't mean like that. It means that whoever, whether it's a Tibetan lama or any kind of, a lay practitioner, man or woman, whoever, who can guide you, unmistakably through your practice, that should be the, your guru, and that you should rely on that person, all the time. So first we need to, find a unmistaken teacher or the guru. Then after that, what we have to do is we have to understand the, precious and the potential of this human life. And after we know that, then how we gonna make use of this, precious human life in, to benefit ourselves and the infinite sentient beings. So in this, world, from the peak of the existence to the lowest of the existence, in between this, there are, infinite sentient beings. Among all these sentient beings, life is the best is, human life is the, precious among all the sentient beings.
Karichan yashore se suna ni dyonda ji duwe ta lang so gi le ten le sa ji du thwe gi le ten ji wa me ba sa.
So why the human life is so precious is, only human life can, attain, directly, if you directly see in only in human life, you know, can achieve enlightenment. You know, other than human life, you know, it is very hard or maybe almost impossible. First is to recognize the precious human rebirth, and then then after that, you know, recognize the, you know, preciousness of the human rebirth, then, you know, what kind of potential or the benefit this human life can achieve. These are the two things.
Tendriki tuan, xin de zha qianbu yu li de de, tendriki tuan qianbu zhu tu na, ane, ko yun ju nye gu re wa sa na, ane, xin de nye ka wu re ya sa. Ane, ju, ane, pe yi, jibu, kangi chan sa na do na ya, ma su li de na yi nye wa de, xin de na ka wu re, sunga de, nye ka wa sangba, singi de ro.
And then, you know, recognizing those two things, then third, you know, it is, you know, very hard to obtain or to get human life is very hard in terms of, you know, example and in terms of substantial. So now we go through the text, is 126 at the end, you know, number one, the need to practice the teaching, because all living beings only want happiness and do not want suffering. And because achieving happiness and alleviating suffering depend only on practicing the teachings.
Tell us, you pay Sholo the Pajachim was on a genematomaja, any consult social magistana donor. Any, oh, Maro, you choose Maduna de Samare. Chuduka Carrizo says on a Maro, you deba ye, then a deware, deba mea, then a donere. Any, de you are ye, deva don, medeba, mebozo, ye, doheni botella. Chuma to touch a genematuas, and
so, you know, for these things, you know, all living beings, you know, first, you know, live here, and we need to focus on ourselves. You know, what I want is, what we want is happiness, and we don't want suffering. That is clear. And, you know, if we want happiness, and to achieve happiness is, you know, practicing Dharma. And to overcome suffering is also practicing Dharma. By practicing Dharma we can achieve, true happiness. And we can overcome the root of the suffering, and not only that, the causes of the suffering, and altogether.
Jitse jena pena ku yu chue du gu chue che gu te ko pena namba yinbi rewa yinbi shere se jitse gu sona ta da de gre we la da pe che che mo chi maro la da jitse yana ku pena tawari ya sa da wo da lo la sona.
So, you know, one need to, practice the teaching. Why? If we say because that person considered as a Buddhist, or, you know, that person is is monks or monk or a nun. So if we reason like that, you know, that is not a, you know, good reason.
Pena socha sode jinin chinche la chudu go te ni dewa de la dongye me de ba yin bi shir sa sona jense me te ba che ye ma la da sigo ina.
So the right reason or the good reason would be, you know, all the living beings, you know, should practice, you know, spirituality or, you know, teaching. Because, you know, all living beings want happiness and do not want suffering. If that would be the right reason.
Pena chosu tele jembe ru pena ro wa chu du gu gu ma de dunya se ta tele jembe yori sen la ye yobe sen ta de.
So if that this is not the good right reason, then you know somebody must have an answer that, you know, to achieve happiness and to overcome suffering, you don't have to practice. There is another, you know, other, you know, alternative or other good, method than the teaching. If somebody got that, then, you know, we'll find out.
Nari chenpo no ne chu kwana la ra lenbi shir se di chu jiko ma do yo ma re song do ta jien do la da.
In this teaching, you know, the Lama Tsongkhapa make it clear that, you know, to achieve happiness and to overcome suffering, the method is only practicing the teaching.
Tēnā chērā sīkī dōngiān tātō lī yōrī, dōngiān pēnā ngā yōnggō nā sō nā, chū yōnggō tāgō mā rī, tēlā ngā mē jī tō nā tāgō rī sī, kēchē tēnā jī mī mā tō hiyā yō mā rī lā tā, tēnā jī hiyā yō rī sī lā tā.
So if, you know, somebody has another method, maybe something like that, I got a headache, so, you know, by practicing Dharma, my headache won't, go away. I have to take the medicine to, you know, get rid of my headache. So that kind of might be the only reason.
Tendriki jinsen chiko sona, tendriki jinsen kosa ki donghe tandang nu yabu zentu wa marlada.
So if somebody, you know, give this, that, like that kind of reason, then, you know, that person don't yet have recognized the true, you know, definition of suffering.
Pena digi jinsen de la son pena ko pena nabi chure se ti ji nabai chele ng ge chin ji da ji nga pena yeshu yin se ti ji shulo do ge ti ni jin re mo do asala da.
So what we, you know, understand here is that, you know, to practice the teaching, you don't need to be Buddhist. You know, to practice teaching, you know, only Buddhists can practice, and, you know, other, you know, non-believers and other, you know, traditions believers, you know, they don't have to, you know, go away. You know, it is relevant to Buddhist, non-Buddhist, and also the other believers too.
Pena jinsen jachesa na sanamu yandu, niya ngay shiya de chusu kwa lopa nyan sikir lada yang, nga chuk kani yinna minna yinchi minji nambi langa la shiu gudu, tanda kya cha mara lada. Mechi yinchi nchi la pena, dewaan dewi tashi la pena shanchu ki sanya sanyi de, namba kya cha chi mara, hinji sanyi de, chi mara dunghe, jinsen sanchi la minna, kwa, le pento yuen yuen tiandari donghe jinsi sinje tangche dewa la kuya singe de ku chi tōmbachi yi jīsan rōng kēchās kē mā rō lō dā, sā nā jāchās tōng tū nā?
So because, you know, to practice compassion and kindness and all those things, you know, everybody, you know, all the sentient beings, you know, appreciate that. And, you know, if somebody is, you know, benefiting to overcome the suffering of other, it also, you know, appreciated by, you know, everybody, whether it's a Buddhist, whether it's a non-believer or another, you know, traditions believer, you know, everybody, you know, will appreciate and, you know, everybody like that.
Tā kāñcī chārāṋ sūkī mēshīn tā chīlā, chārāṋ chū dhūk gūrī, kārī chārāṋ dhūk gūrī sā na, chārāṋ dhīvāṋ dhī dhūngyā mē dhīvā rīndu wās, lō dhī jīnsīn dhī jē tūyā chī gūrī sā lā tā.
So, you know, if you met somebody, you know, for example, if you meet somebody, then, you know, if you tell that person, you need to practice the teaching, then he will say, why I need to practice the teaching? Because you want happiness and you or don't want suffering. So, you know, that would be the clear.
Then I saw Senior Brothers, Chichi, Yimbi Shere Sesona, any Tayan, a Tayan Gogo River, City Chapakan, and any Massi Tazit on Rolinches at New World, is that? Jitayanda.
So, in the debate, how the logic and reason, you know, displays in the, you know, in the monastery's courtyard when the monks and nuns and people, you know, debate at that time, you know, like that mentioned here, you know, you need to practice the teaching. Then other people will say, why I need to practice the teaching? Because you want happiness and you don't want suffering. So then, you know, that makes clear, you know, if you want happiness, don't want suffering, there is no other method than practicing the teaching. So that is the, you know, logical reasoning to practice teaching that will overcome suffering and bring more happiness.
Tā wā nā chū tī dhūk gugu ya nā, yīni dhūk nīgu rīpē, dhūk tūgu rīpē sā nā, nīpā tī dhūk tūgu rīpē sā. Nīpā dhūk nīpā nī yā sā. Yīni gāntu tī nī dhūk tūgu rī, dhūk nīgu rī sā sā nā, yīni chā rā nā dhūk tūyā tī dhūk nīyā kī, yīni shī nā kī jī nī kā tsāng dhū wā sā.
So we read through the text. Second, the ability to practice, you know, because you are endowed with the external condition, a teacher, and the internal conditions, leisure and opportunity. So, you know, we need to practice Dharma. Then, you know, can we able to practice? We have the ability to practice. Then we, you know, here it says yes, because, you know, we can able to practice Dharma because, you know, all the resources are there.
Dhū nipa nēsā, sī yī jīn, mārī, shī yī jīn, nī, shē nē tāngsā, nā yī jīn, tēngyō tā tēngbī, shē rō sā, jīn sē tērā tā?
So, why, you know, we can able to practice teaching? Because, you know, external conditions, you have met the, you know, unmistaken teachers, there are lots available, and, you know, internal conditions, you know, we are human being and we have human intelligence and we got the leisure and we got the all the opportunities there.
Chūna xie yi tīngjīn dēn zāngmā sūsē tī jīnzī jīyā xie yi mīdū sālātā.
So among here within us, you know, like mentioned here, you know, we all have met all the, you know, resources in order to practice. So only reason for us would be, you know, I have to go to work. So that could be the only reason that I cannot able to practice teaching because I have to go to work. That would be the only, you know, disadvantage. So the here what you mentioned here is very true because, you know, external conditions, you know, a teacher, you know, there are, you know, many available, you know. So not only that, you know, that they're not like, you know, old times. Nowadays, you know, there are a lot of attacks that really, you know, compose like a recipe, you know, of a food. Everything is, you know, perfectly, you know, mentioned there. All you have to do is to cook. So like that, you know, all are, you know, sum up and easy to, you know, put into practice.
Ani laba da so so la chang go yi de wa ji de jo ba che sen yi de ka sa na su ga ni xie sa le de ni ga su na da ngue su chi ma san na de ji tim ran yi lu go yi de chang go do la de
and also the internal condition, you know, at leisure and the 10 opportunities, you know, these are we got it.
Jū māsāngā mēpā tsāngsūnā āni tēlā rēpū chēgū mēdū sālā nā tātā dēgū mārī sālā tā.
And, you know, if all the causes and conditions assemble, meet together, then, you know, if it didn't produce, you know, the result, if you say it didn't produce the result, then there would be, you know, a wrong reason.
So, you
know, such as you are a farmer and you got the fertile land there and you got the seeds there and you got all the equipments and, you know, fertilizers and all the cause and conditions you got there. You know, now, whether you sow the seed and work on the field or not, that is up to you. If you do the works and sow the seeds, you know, there is no doubt, you know, that there will be a harvest.
So
we can say that, you know, I don't, you know, understand the teaching and, you know, I don't know how to practice, you know, if we, you know, say like that, you know, then that would be wrong. you know, it is like not sowing the seed on the land, like a farmer who got everything gathered there, but he didn't work on it. It will be like that.
Pena churangi churu nüde ani shi jin ge yishin ne da nage jin ani de dewa je da joba je chang bi shi re sa zo na jin sen ya da re sa ma da.
So the second, you know, can I able to practice, then, you know, yes, because, you know, external internal condition are there, you know, I can find a, you know, good teacher, and I got the leisure and the opportunities mentioned in here, so, you know, I got everything, so, you know, I am capable to practice.
Ani tanga su sumba tena chu du go ba da du ni ba ma se sen de ran la du go re.
So we need to know the whatever mentioned here. First is, you know, we need to practice. Then second is we are capable to practice. And, you know, third is, you know, we need to practice right now.
Then you said the Dugo Bane, Sondo. De Maduna, Jewa, Duma, Danger Shindinia Kabisher, as Sondo.
So the third is, you know, we need to not right now. Third is, we need to practice in this lifetime. Because, you know, the need to practice in this lifetime, because if you do not practice, it will be very difficult to obtain leisure and opportunity again for many lifetimes.
So
we all have this kind of thought or feeling that, you know, in this life, you know, sometimes we think it's too late, or sometimes we think that, you know, I am not that, you know, knowledgeable to practice, or sometimes in this life I cannot able to practice because I got this and that kind of responsibilities, you know, so we postpone our practice to next life, you know, and next life I will get a good rebirth, and I will practice, very, you know, diligently. That kind of feeling we all have, and that kind of thought we always have that.
Kanje sendela ini chud dugoba maza sendela dugode ini.
So at this kind of thought or feeling occurs, we need to know that, you know, we got to practice this in this life. Because, you know, when we die, you know, we don't know, you know, we will get this kind of a birth again. You know, it is very, seems like very, you know, very rare and very hard to find, because looking at our, you know, situation.
tenlo jese shwa la gi tenso do da ge shyo ban den ran ne sa milu me yili cha to me je sa milu to ba man je na dipam ba si kyo me ma ro gi tan da ale to mate jilo ro je da
so like mentioned here you know also you know the great master Shantideva also mentioned that you know looking at our present behavior of the mind and body, you know, it looks like, you know, we won't able to reborn as a human next life. So if we don't reborn in a human life like now, then, you know, we will only create a non-virtuous thing. We will never get a, you know, chance to accumulate the merit and to do the virtuous things like this lifetime.
Mune rwa sa da da jese shwa la suma na irani rani ki shwa kan re ba de ta da ha ko gro wa la de ri ki shwa ba de le ji ma de me na da mili tho ba de khabo yin sa rwa
as master Shantideva mentioned is very true you know other people don't know our you know behavior of the minds and physical but you know we ourselves know very clear So, you know, looking at our behavior of the three doers, it is not good. So, you know, it is most not likely to get a human rebirth in next life.
Mili thapa manja na dipa mato, gyawa jenu, dipa chiko mato gyawa jenu mendo aas. Sondwa.
If we don't reborn as a human, then you know the other sentient beings do is mostly the negative things there's hardly they can engage or perform any positive things
ne dipasegin jebetela ne dendo meyule tinji da thogmarwas tindrige sana to dine ne jiwa dede ji manje na jiwa shima pyeonjeol na meuri le dese de shinne na gabo yin saro wasu
so if that is the case then you know if we do only negativities then you know there is no really any hope to again you know reborn as a human in next life so you know looking at all those things you know this lifetime is the only time that you know we are able to practice
yeah dipak chi she be yi dip ke chi chi she dipe chang sa ke pa na me ne so na to me sa be dip sabi kaza tome ko sabi ki dendon do me che go son do dipak ke chi ma chi sa wa de ni yin ni wa na me le ne ge sa son do as ne san ma tu toma me ba ta da ba le dipa ma do ge wa ji ne du me wa yin san ne ge wa sha ma me le de ta sen ye de da ka yun sa ma ro son do
so not only that you know if the moment of creation of the negativities by our three door we will fall in the you know lowest hell for you know eons if that is the case then you know we have create you know negativities from beginningless time then you know we really don't have any hope to reborn as a human as like now for many lifetimes
and de ye kanji chen de le chu du gu gu re ma do jiwa shi ma le re wa jiwa de ka bo den do la da ra ni gi xue ba le ta 다 저랑 세야 야보여나 야 뒤게 쳤다던 로그 말이 맞도.
So what this suggests is that you know if we cannot able to practice in this lifetime then you know if we leave it for next life then you know it is impossible looking at our behavior it is impossible to get you know perfect human birth like now so there's no way we could practice
pena tanda nga so gi so chi ji ro pena kangye ji ne che ma ni gi me ji gi do he mo bo shi so na shu ro go ma ro ma do thoma ji te ya thoma cha ba na zo de ma ho ba cha je dang de ma ho de so na sa na ji tong ye so na de jin ju ji so me yi li ten se yi de nga so ka cha tang ji yo de se de me me ji re do la da ji se chen na sa na do na
so you know we are like you know people who born in a you know born in a you know very very you know very gifted family that you know we have that never experience any you know hardships in our life we are like that you know if you have experienced a lot of hardship then you know what it is and what it feels so like that you know if we able to understand you know the formation of the universe and as well as you know how the universe happened to end and you know and you know the difficulties to gather the causes and conditions to assemble the human you know rib a human life if we know all these things then you know we cannot really afford to lose even a moment of this lifetime's leisure and opportunities mentioned here
binan roagi roa sanjeng ri le bacha jang ne mase de nyu 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 roa la da
and also if we look at the other sentient beings in number then you know human population would be really really small
me you know you been a chi chukeleng yeseng ite bede nyonyo ro la
and also among the human you know people who believe in spirituality is very 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 small number
de you know you been a ngatsu nambi chese nan jigi mar kan le jin de de jwa nga shi keleng yeseng ite pa biji thoya me bi son chi ro la da pa me yi thambol pa ta wa yin na yo
and among the you know believers practitioners you know they really don't you know to practice and you know to observe the law of causality you know is even smaller in number
bena jenda ngo so ye gomre bena nyase na dipa yori yo mare singe ji ji changkar ji tambo ji jo ji na ji kahi yen de ji ji ya ha ko ma se ya da ba ji ma do kan ji dipa yori singe ji ja che janyu wa yori sana da
for example like among humans you know if somebody asked that you know if you fish that is you know harming other sentient beings you know it is you know negative things to do if somebody say like that you know then you know most probably you say, I don't know is negative or positive maybe most people say like that, but it would be very rare that people will say that, oh, to fish is a kind of sin or non-virtue, you know. You know, people who will consider that is, you know, almost none.
Tena nga sun yawa reza kese yuma kanja piji telo socha chun gyu tun do nangin chin sun na tel chile sun na sen na tetsi chi chenna rujin yungu do ala ta.
So, you know, the sentient beings, you know, define as, you know, the being who has a mobility, who can move by itself from one to another place. That's that got the mind. So, you know, if we saw somebody, you know, harming that kind of sentient beings, and then we do feel some kind of uneasy. So we don't, you know, tackle, you know, all those things in our everyday life, but, you know, if we really, you know, investigate through a reasoning, that looking at the past, present, and future, and all those things in a really big picture, then, you know, we will know that, you know, the precious human rebirth is leisure, opportunity, rare to find, and all those things, you know, then we will really, you know, precisely, you know, understand. So that is the, you know, reason that we need to practice the teaching in this life. So the fourth is that, you know, not only we need to practice teaching in this lifetime, but, you know, we need to practice right now. So it says the need to practice right now. Because, why? Because the reason is there is no certainty when you will die. So this, because there is no certainty when we die, it is a good reason, you know, to practice right now. We all cannot guarantee 100% that we will wake up tomorrow life. So as Rinpoche, he thinks, you know, tonight he won't die 100%, he thinks like that. So, and if somebody asks Rinpoche that, you know, you will wake up tomorrow alive, you know why? Because Rinpoche will answer, I am in good health and young. So is this a good reason or not? So this would be not a definitely a good reason, because, you know, people, you know, right now we are talking, and, you know, after a while people might fall down. Anything can happen. It's unpredictable. So like in Tibet, when the earthquake happened, you know, thousands of people die in a moment. So, you know, that is unpredictable, you know. So anything can happen to us too, like that.
단다라 추제거든 아 추에는 예바 메비 요실스 전세데 그네 소소 삼발라 소화지 해도 제거를 살라다
So you know we need to practice right now why because there is no certainty you will die so you know to analyze on this reason and you know try to get a sense of feeling of urgency to practice the teaching
teach sumbenye se depend sendel chu dugure singe de gar pen to yeres na sumbenye se jiwa timan no so chu shao nya ne nya ne se de bi le long go la sa kira chu lo ro che
so we read through the text among these the third stops the laziness of giving up which thinks I will practice the teaching in future lives
ngachu gangala ta jiwane chera thangchi ne dambi chu du hui sen ji ma do kadu kadu na ne me je ngo chu lelo ji mo de de ro la ta ta
so that is laziness always you know we are in
teji lelo lelo kare lelo kago arisa suna nge chu ani jiwa joma nge chu ju chu kore sengi lelo te mebo zo kore yes sende lo chu du go te ni tenju de no yi shin de ni ka yu chir se jin se sana to bala te ne ni jiwa shoma pen chen nge chu du go yin se ti gi lelo yin won le de de ka go re so do
so that means you know the third you know the need to practice in this lifetime stop the laziness of giving up to practice teaching for next life.
Tata ni ne dugu ba sing de jibane se sen de dugu jangs lo dan thawa dan sha na ma na ma du jang shima shima la du be chu nya ne min ju bi le long go be te ni ne du du ba du ba du ne sun de se jan chu ko sa jibe le lo de ka go do
the fourth need to practice right now will help us we go through the text although I should practice in this lifetime it is enough to practice later on and not to practice in my early years months and days therefore it is acceptable to create a list of
de pe ko de bo lo as la da pe na ngo kan ga de lo de ro ape na sa ni du gen na ni du gen se kan je lo dan da wa na lo je ma la du gen se kan je ten de chen ngo so ha ba ro la
so this is looks very you know realistic you know cause you know we all postpone our practice for tomorrow or next week next month next year like that all the time
dēlō kōntōrō mōjīngi mā sōngō sē lāi bāngi bēnā chū chēchū jīni mā rēmā chī jīngā sō lō nyēshī rō sā rēs tā chēgā chēgā sā nā yīni lō nyēshī dō rō gō rēs tā chūngu mā sō sē nā lō chū chē nā yīni mē sē tōng zē chū rō gō rēs ngā rō sā rā tā
So like one of the Tibetan master Khōngdāng Rinpoche you know said that you know our life is like this to practice our life is like this you know 20 years pass you know without you know recalling to practice the teaching 20 years pass then you know 20 year you know hoping to practice I will practice in this you know way 20 years pass and then you know now you know we will say that now is too late to practice you know and like this 20 years pass and that end our life in a meaningless and empty hand so that is very realistic what mentioned by Khungda Rinpoche because you know we all you know most thinking the same way
yāngdur jindu pēnā lōn dāwān dēlān dēnāṁ kēsā lē shājē cāsū cūs xēnē lā cāmi chūshin xē nyāmbān dē tāngchē pūkī pūngdē yīn sōngduā.
So, and also mentioned that, you know, today, next month, next year, you know, I have got this and this and this and that responsibilities. So as soon as, you know, I finish all these responsibilities, then I will do a, you know, genuine, you know, practice after that. You know, that is how we plan to practice our teaching. So, you know, that is how we let us ourselves down.
Chūsū tākārāṅ chāyū yā jirī lādā. Nyā dāwān jatāṅ lōn dēlā yā lēkān dē yā bō jī cāvā chē. Dī jī lāṅ yā chū chē nā sāmān sāng chā chē chē nā ngā lē lē yā chē nā dē gā yīn sī chāng yū dō yā lādā.
So most probably we all have this kind of plan, you know, this month, this day, this year, next year, I have to do this and that. Then, you know, after all these responsibilities finish, then I have nothing to do. I will totally dedicate to my practice. We all might have that kind of plan. So all this kind of you know, thought or the feel, you know, plan is you know, is a bad thinking or bad plan that deceive us and let us down.
Tī karīli jatīn lī dhūgōr sāng, chū chēnā tātā nīn jēgū gōrē sāng jatīn lī lādā.
So those things will, you know, encourage us to practice dharma in this life, not only this life, but, you know, right now.
Chū chēnā tātā nīn jēgū tē, sā lā sō nā, nū ngā nāshī lā ngē pā mē pī shir sā nā, lā tū sā rā sā.
So somebody asked, why you... answer would be, you know, because, you know, the death is uncertainty.
Sendela chudugani jiwan deno yangdon de ne ka bi shirsan.
So why we need to practice dharma in this lifetime, then we should answer because, you know, this kind of leisure and opportunity is very difficult to obtain.
And then you should get due to the hala shana ki chen ka tham vi shersen.
So, you know, in this life, you know, I could able to practice because, you know, all the resources, external, internal causes and condition are there.
Nge chu du gu de ngal debi dewa da mendebi dongen ni bode debi dewa yoya da mendebi dongen me bozo de chu khona la ra len bi sir song gu do.
So why I need to practice dharma, the answer would be because, you know, I want happiness and I don't want suffering, and to achieve happiness, you know, true happiness is you know, best method is to practice the teaching. And to overcome, get rid of the suffering, you know, is to practice the teaching.
Tintu jinsen te sholol kwa mayin pa jinsen rani ki rani lakwa ne, desma de na, ni, ichi ganjao sanare, senpa na tsua yun chi gugudwa.
So these are all, you know, we need to meditate, don't, you know, just, you know, point toward the other people, but, you know, we need to reflect within our mind, and then we need to sit down, relax, and analyze it. You know what mentioned here, and try to get a sense of, you know, feeling and sense of urgency to practice.
Tomorrow we do that. Then Chiva Chamber, then day and day, Mirjans. Chiso Chiva, what the Shiva Shavos. Dicatula Pena Chiva, Mataba, then here and Dicatula Shia de Buduina, Cotito Chamber Chagre, what the song in Sundua.
So we read through the text, therefore, it is acceptable to create a list of three qualities by subsuming these two into one. Practicing quickly, in this case, mindfulness of death is indeed relevant here, but I will explain it later, otherwise this will become too wordy. So we read through the text, if you reflect on this human life of leisure and opportunity from many perspectives, you will greatly affect your mind. We read through the text. Therefore, contemplate as instructed above. If you cannot do this, condense this material into three topics. What the nature of leisure and opportunity is, how it is important in terms of temporary and final goals, and how it is difficult to obtain in terms of its causes and effects. Then, take from the above explanation whatever accords with your mind and meditate on it. So, from many perspectives, whichever is greatly affect our mind, we need to start meditating on that perspective. So, you know, no matter whatever, you know, we do, our mind cannot able to discipline. Why? So, because, you know, the answer would be from beginningless time, we are always, you know, meditating on, you know, ignorance, hatred, and attachment, and so on. So, and as, you know, Master Shantideva mentioned that, you know, our true enemy, you know, like anger and attachment, so on, these don't have a you know, powerful hands or feet, and they don't have any, you know, powerful weapons and so on, and also they are not a, you know, not brave, and they are not, you know, wise. But, you know, we always become the slave of these enemies from beginning this Why?
Sitanga suki sambata kasima kasi songsha na lo jino kumu tu ni karirisa na decha shanta timu suki yobol deni tandapadu tegi chenarisa.
Because we become the slaves of this enemies the negative emotions all the time, and we meditate on these negative emotions all the time.
Tan de che shan de ti mo sun yi yo bo le mo dong bi gan ne. Ni ta la re ne so ma yi ten che ten chen yi shuo le si lo ke ji tu yi. Ta de ka le ti jo bo wa sa.
So now on we need to divert our mind from this kind of negative emotions toward the what mentioned in the Lamrim, beginning with the reliance on the Guru and recognizing the potential of the human life and so on.
In the Tendrikin, I told Ledoma Tom member and Kong and the Katu Katulaji, Kasun Samurai, the Katu Katula Sambazo Jotu and Hindu Kaburinat.
So, the people like us, the beginner, when we practice, it is really hard to, get the result, immediately. So we need to make lots of, efforts.
I was thinking that the people who are in the world are in the world.
So then what we have to do is we have to do according our abilities that try to divert our mind as much as possible from those negative emotions toward what we learn from the Lamrim, and at the same time we do the the practice, seven limb practice, to accumulate the merit and to purify the negativities.
Do din nge tangje se na ye zang shu le jue takhi so so su ye sem ba de le ge gen de se de to chena gang ye ti bi go pe ni ka le ka le gong shi ya bo jian ja ye den de yi pin to ye ro.
So in short, that we try our best to divert our mind into the positive side, so that we can able to discipline our mind gradually. So other than that, people like us, we cannot able to obtain a higher realization, like we can control our life and death and so on. These are our situation hard to obtain this kind of realizations.
And also
the great master as our role model and try to follow their step as much as we can. Then always try to be positive. Then we will be able to arrive in a good situation. So we will do the question answers, maybe one, two question answers. We have a time.
Chuan Men, I don't want to see Jason.
So no questions, then we will dedicate. So at the beginning, if we meditate on the, you know, love and compassion, you know, altruistic thoughts, then, you know, here at the end, you know, we have the object to dedicate our merit already. So if we don't have the object created at the beginning, then, you know, we will dedicate whatever merit we have, you know, collected, and as well as the, you know, the virtue of the Buddhas of the 10 directions, all gather together and dedicate this to, you know, have a good understanding of the, you know, a precious human rebirth, a precious human birth, and as well as how to obtain the human rebirth, and what you know, we have obtained right now this human life. I won't try not to waste it and try to utilize it for the benefit of all the sentient beings.
Yeah.